A warning for them that hear the next candidate talk of making America great again. Friends, do you like being lied to? Neither do I. And with that said, I felt it time to share with you what it is that I've been sharing over the last 6 years when it comes to the likes of a Donald Trump. As you know, Donald Trump has been groomed by the mainstream media in America for over 30 years now. You know, as Donald calls them, the mainstream media, fake news. Well, he's right. And they did this in a favorable light. Donald Trump, like the Kardashians, have done nothing to warrant such acceptance and favorability that the mainstream media has given unto them.
You are all often described as famous for being famous. You don't really act. You don't sing. You don't dance. You don't have any, forgive me, any talent.
But we're still entertaining people.
What I ask, you must answer. What is it that Donald Trump has done to attain such worldwide notoriety? Think of this for a moment, if you would. Why would Oprah Winfrey, back in 1988, have Donald Trump on her highly successful show asking him the question, teeing it up for him, of course, if he would ever consider running for the presidency of the United States of America?
This sounds like political presidential talk to me, and I know people have talked to you about whether or not you want to run. Would you ever?
Probably not, but I do get tired of seeing the country ripped
off. Why would you not?
I just don't think I really have the inclination to do it. I love what I'm doing. I really like it.
Also, it doesn't pay as well.
No, it doesn't.
Let's get to what it is that he told the people in promise and what it is that he actually did. Remember, Donald Trump told us on the presidential campaign trail that he was going to look into Hillary Clinton's lies and scandals with that special prosecutor?
If I win, I am going to instruct my attorney general to get a special prosecutor to look into your situation, because there has never been so many lies, so much deception. There has never been anything like it, and we're going to have a special prosecutor.
Well, that's what he said. But 41 seconds into his victory speech, he tells the American people,
I've just received a call from Secretary Clinton. She congratulated us, it's about us, on our victory. And I congratulated her and her family on a very, very hard-fought campaign. I mean, she fought very hard. Hillary has worked very long and very hard over a long period of time, and we owe her a major debt of gratitude for her service to our country. I mean that very sincerely. Now it's time.
Friends, his first legislative act, as they call it, was the $1.3 trillion omnibus bill, which is described by the 2,232-page bill by Donald Trump as ridiculous, but said that he felt the need to sign it because of his duty to protect the country. As a matter of national security, I signed this omnibus budget bill, Trump said. There's a lot of things I'm unhappy about in this bill. I say to Congress, I will never sign another bill like this again. See, Trump complained that the bill was too long with too little time to read it. This is what's in the bill. $12 million scholarship for Lebanon. $20 million for the Middle East Partnership. $12 million in military funding for Vietnam. $3.5 million in nutrition assistance to Laos. $15 million in development assistance to...
How is God glorified in us, and we in Him, by His grace? What does His grace work in us? True holiness? Upon what motive? Because it is pleasing to Him? By whom does He give us salvation? By Jesus Christ? How has Christ obtained this for us? By redeeming us. What price did He give? His blood. What did His blood effect? It reconciles us to God. How is it applied? By faith. Who has given this victim of reconciliation? God the Father. Why did he choose these means? To confound the false righteousness of the Gentiles, to abolish the figurative righteousness of the Jews, and to establish his own righteousness. What does this grace of God perform? It pardons sin and purifies the heart. For whom is this designed? For all of mankind, both Jews and Gentiles. To whom are these blessings actually communicated? To all who repent, turn from their sin, and believe on the Lord Jesus.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, sorry for the technical problem or the technical issue. I had no idea what was going on there. And to be quite honest with you, I still don't. But we will resume the show from this point on. And, again, thank you for that. And thank you for holding on with us. Really quick, what I want to do is, because there's so much to cover today, I want to really hit off on the topic of what's going on in our country right now. Attempting to cover up for a cover-up is really what it is, and that's what it's come down to in this country on so many different fronts. But that's what we're seeing happening play out right in front of us, even before our eyes today. I want to go over to none other than President Theodore Roosevelt, who had famously said that patriotism means to stand by the country, not necessarily by the president or any public official, except to the extent that the official themselves stand by the country. Let me give you the exact quote. In 1918, a Lincoln and Free Speech, Roosevelt wrote, Patriotism means to stand by the country. It does not mean to stand by the president or any other public official, save exactly to the degree in which he himself stands by the country. It is patriotic to support him. Insofar as he efficiently serves the country, he said, it is unpatriotic not to oppose him to the exact extent that by inefficiency or otherwise he fails in his duty to stand by the country. So that's exactly where we're at today. As a matter of fact, when I look over on Deuteronomy 17, which I think is important because fundamentally this is the presupposition that God is, right? And our rights come from God. So therefore, those that serve we the people, that's why they swear the oath to uphold the Constitution and the enumerated laws based off of the Word of God, and canonical law is what it's called. And what's interesting is when you go over to Deuteronomy 17:15, it says, thou shalt in any wise set him king over thee. That's found in Article 6, Section 2. That's called the Supremacy Clause. Whom the Lord thy God shall choose. He said, one from thy brethren shalt thou set king over thee. Thou mayest not set a stranger over thee, which is not your brother. Okay, but he shall not multiply horses to himself. In other words, he shall not aggrandize unto himself wealth, nor cause the people to return to Egypt. In other words, what our forefathers established in freeing us from Egypt, metaphorically speaking, concerning the great Exodus, which is found in the book of Exodus, and what the modern day politician is doing by bringing us back to Egypt when our forefathers brought us out through the leading of the Spirit of God, Romans 8:14. But he goes on, he said, but he shall not multiply horses to himself. He shall not cause the people to return to Egypt, to the end that he should multiply horses, for as much as then he hath said unto you, ye shall not henceforth return that way anymore. Then he goes on in verse 17, neither shall he multiply to himself wives, that his heart turn not away, neither shall he greatly multiply himself silver and gold. And it shall be when he sitteth upon the throne of his kingdom that he shall write him a copy of this law in a book out of that which is before the priests, the Levites. That's why the president puts his hand on the Bible and swears to uphold the law against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. So help me God. And it shall be that when he sitteth upon the throne of his kingdom, that he shall write him a copy of this law in a book out of that which is before the priest, the church, and it shall be with him. He shall read therein all the days of his life, that he may learn to fear the Lord his God, to keep all the words of this law and these statutes, how to deal with the crimes and to do them, that his heart be not lifted up above his brethren, and that he turn not aside from the commandments to the right hand or to the left, to the end that he may prolong his days in his kingdom, he and his children in the midst of Israel. So again, folks, just kicking off this show and understanding this is what he's supposed to do. And if you look at Article 2, Section 3, all of those that serve we the people in this country are supposed to execute faithfully the laws found within the U.S. Constitution. They are not to become a law unto themselves the way that people have been conditioned to believe today. No, in fact, friends, they are to uphold the law. That's why we continuously make reference to the Bible and to the Constitution when referencing what it is that we highlight and showing the people the responsibility as to what they're supposed to deal with when we highlight the crimes of these politicians by being the law. So what we're going to do is we're going to come right back. We're going to take a quick break. Again, sorry for that technical difficulty. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We're going to kick it off right on the other side of this break here. 1-281-845-4704. 281-845-4704.
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's Emmy-winning investigative journalist, nationally published author, and radio host Chad Olson to tell you what I think about my friend and compatriot, Bradley Dean. In the era of the podcast, big talkers are a dime a dozen or maybe even cheaper than that. Bradley Dean is a patriot who not just talks the talk, but he walks the walk each and every day.
BBSRadio.com.
Struggling to awaken the woke, can't seem to cut through their brainwashing? Do you have friends and loved ones who fall in prey to the liberal leftist talking points? Perhaps someone deeply indoctrinated by communist college professors. Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that'll give you the ammo you need to make your point, with truth they can't deny. But warning, it may make them cry. Sign up now at WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Did you know that the University of Houston political science professors searched to find where the founding fathers chose their ideas? They assembled 1,500 writings from the era of the founders, and they researched for 10 years and isolated 3,154 direct quotes and identified the source of the quotes. Number one, 8.3% was quotes from Baron Charles D. Montesquieu. Number two, 7.9 was quotes from Sir William Blackstone. Number three, 2.9 was quotes from John Locke. And number four, 34% of their quotes came directly from the Bible. And when researching where Montesquieu, Blackstone, and Locke got their ideas from, they found that theirs came from the Bible as well. Okay, so we all see what's going on in the country, and let me give you my intro right now. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Again, we had some technical difficulties at the very offset. I was going back and forth with our satellite company, and they were having issues too, and it's like, I don't know what's going on. So anyways, we're past that now. We're into the first, or actually the second segment of the show, and I just appreciate you guys hanging in there with me. And again, if you want to call in at any time, please do. That number is 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. And folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True, true that. We follow the Christ here. So we all see what's going on here. And we, as far as the whole Epstein file and this whole distraction, this smoke and mirror, this dog and pony show that's going on here. And I'm starting to pay attention to the bend as to what's going on here concerning the said president. And I just want to kind of show you back and forth, play a video, some audio. If you want to check it out, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, subscribe to the page, and or beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of that page as well. And I just want to go back and forth with you concerning what's taking place in your country, because they put this on the very, this is on the front burner right now concerning the Epstein file. And what we're seeing, folks, is, well, it's going to be self-explanatory. We're seeing people come forward. We're seeing victims come forward. And we're seeing a different taint in other said victims. And this is what I'll show you in just a moment. But I think more than anything, one has to beg the question as to how there's been 27 women that have come forward. Court documents with Jeffrey Epstein and Donald Trump named as the predators. And regardless of all that, people are still going back and forth. And, you know, should we listen to Donald? Shouldn't we listen to Donald? Is he telling us the truth this time? Is he lying to us? Well, again, you judge him by his fruit. And if you did that, we wouldn't even have to have this conversation. Read Matthew 7, 16 and 20. And what are you talking about, Bradley? Well, let me show you, because what I've discovered, friends, is all of those people that I'm put in his administration the second time concerning his criminal tenure, I believe every one of them are guilty of being on those Epstein files just as much as Donald is. And there's no denying it. And I just want you to get a little taste as to what I'm talking about right now, because we have this wicked witch from Florida, and she's the former attorney general of the state. And somehow or another, she's been put up in the front to stonewall everybody asking questions about the truth of the matter when it comes to the Epstein files. And again, I want the videos and the audios to do as much talking for themselves as possible, because I don't like when people say, I said this or I said that when I didn't. And if I did say it, I'm backing up what it is, in fact, that they said, because my objective here is to open the people's eyes to the truth of the matter, regardless if they like it or not. And this is just one of those cases, friends. I was just watching the intro during the beginning of the radio show here today, and it's funny how Donald Trump was groomed in a positive light by the mainstream media that he calls fake news. Well, he's right when they call it fake news, and how they equated Donald Trump to the Kardashians. And when Barbara Walters actually confronted the Kardashians and said, you guys are famous for being famous, but not a one of you really has any quality of talent. And they said, well, we're still entertaining the people. Well, if you look at the Kardashians and you look at Donald Trump, they were raised up the same way. They were made famous for the purpose of being made famous. Nothing more, nothing less. That's called being groomed. Okay? So let's get over to this big fiasco that's being played out right now. Let's just take it line upon line, precept upon precept. And I want to go over now to Pam Bondi, who is a crook, by the way, in Florida. And I want you to see how she responds to a question from a said reporter The question was about the Epstein list, and I want you to listen how she stonewalls, she diverts, she distracts, she directly goes a different direction in response to as to how she answers. Listen to this.
The president said today you would release credible files related to Mr. Epstein. Are you prepared to do that, and when would you?
Our memo speaks for itself, and we'll get back to you on anything else. I haven't seen all of his statements today. Thank you.
How would you respond to the MAGA base that has expressed a lot of frustration about
it? We're going to fight to keep America.
Okay, so she was just asked about the Epstein files. Okay, that's what she was asked. Can you go ahead and address the situation with the Epstein files? So here comes the fox in the chicken coop doing her best to distract the listeners from what wasn't even asked to her concerning the question that was asked concerning the Epstein files. But again, I want you to listen carefully as to how she responds to this, because it has nothing to do with what she was just asked. But this is a typical politician's answer when they don't want to answer a question that they know is pertinent.
Safe again, and we're fighting together as a
Look
team.
Look at how disingenuous she is.
That's what's so important right now. You know, we've got a war on drugs.
She's not even a
we've
good
got
liar.
We've got a war on human trafficking. We've got cartels in this country, and we are going to do, we've got foreign adversaries around this world as well. And we're all going to work together as a team to fight to keep America safe again. And I can tell you that's what we're all committed to.
Yeah. Would you go ahead and answer the question about the Epstein list? Yeah, you know, we're all joined together as a team to make, America safe again. And we got drug cartels, and we got a drug issue in the country, and this, that, and the other thing. And the said reporter's back there saying, I didn't ask you about any of that. There's a lot of women coming out right now saying that the president is a pedophile and that he violated them when they were young children. And so what does she do? The attorney general. Hey, folks, I just want to tell you this. This is not America. Pam Bondi does not represent America, because Pam Bondi is not America. The laws under God is who we are, not what it is that they want us to become, or what it is that they want us to believe that we have become. Okay? We need to understand that if we want to remain a free people, then we better get back to the law of God and obey it, and dealing with these corrupt individuals that are playing the victims right in front of our faces right now. So let's go on to the next one. That first one is Pam Bondi. She refused to answer the question. Let's go ahead and give Thomas Massie the benefit of the doubt. I'm not sold on the guy, but I am telling you this, friends. He's asking some really serious questions. But again, I said that there's a bend going on right now, and I'll address that in just a couple minutes. Let's get over to Thomas Massie and see what he has to say on the behalf of all these women that have testified concerning the Epstein files.
My colleagues are watching this press conference. I want them to think, what if this was your sister? What if this was your daughter? When these survivors speak, the Washington establishment is asking the American public to believe something that is not believable. They're asking you to believe that two individuals created hundreds of victims and they acted alone, and that the DOJ has no idea of who else might have been involved, that nobody else did anything that rose to a criminal enterprise. The American people know that's not true. Now, the Speaker of the House just offered a fig leaf to my colleagues. They're going to vote on a non-binding resolution today that does absolutely nothing. I appreciate the efforts of my colleague James Comer, who's leading the Oversight Committee. They may find some information, but they're allowing the DOJ to curate all of the information that the DOJ is giving them. If you've looked at the pages they've released so far, they're heavily redacted. Some pages are entirely redacted.
That means they remove the information, people.
97% of this is already in
the public. What the government has released to you concerning the Epstein files is heavily redacted by the Department of Justice, by the FBI. That means they blacked it out so you couldn't see their names.
Domain. So I'm calling on my colleagues. Be one of the next two who sponsors this discharge petition. I think it's shameful that this has been called a hoax. Hopefully today we can clear that up. This is not a hoax. This is real. There are real survivors. There are real victims to this criminal enterprise.
That's right.
And the perpetrators are being protected.
Okay, he said to this criminal enterprise. He's exactly right. And he said the criminals are being protected. Listen carefully.
Because they're rich and powerful, and political donors to the establishment here in Washington, D.C.
He just told the American people everything they needed to hear. He just told you exactly what we have been telling you about this establishment. Everybody's complaining about the establishment, but they sit and listen to their favorite talking heads all day. Do what? Support the establishment that everybody's complaining about. He just told you the problem with the establishment. That's what he told you. He told 345 million people what the problem is. You know, earlier I seen somebody say, you know, how are we supposed to get justice from a system of injustice? I said, well, why don't we all do ourselves a favor and do a little math and just look at the 345 million people that are allowing less than 1.7% of the population to commit the crimes and overthrowing who we are by the judgment of God. How about we do that? No, the Lord, hey friends, the Lord prefers that we obey, not disobey. We're going to take a quick break. I'm going to come right back to the rest of that with Thomas Massey. I'm just showing you, friends, as to the distractors and what they're doing. Oh, it gets better. Just hang up with me. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think. And the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
Your love of liberty, your respect for the laws, your habits of industry, and your practice of the moral and religious obligations are the strongest claims to national and individual happiness. President George Washington. He goes on and says, "You do well to wish to learn our arts and our ways of life, and above all, the religion of Jesus Christ. These will make you a greater and a happier people than you are. Congress will do everything they can to assist you in this wise intention." The son of liberty, Samuel Adams, said, "Let ministers and philosophers, statesmen and patriots unite their endeavors to renovate the age of impressing the minds of men with the importance of educating their little boys and girls, inculcating in the minds of the youth the love of their country, of instructing them in the art of self-government, and in short, of leading them in study and practice of the exalted virtues of the Christian system."
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, I'm State Representative Walter Hudson from Minnesota. As a public servant, I face constant pressures that threaten to pull me away from my core values. That's why I turned to Bradley Dean and his ministry through the Sons of Liberty radio show. They're one of the only media outlets that truly challenges me to stay rooted in God's word while fighting for liberty and justice in our government. Tune in Monday through Saturday at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time for hard-hitting truth that inspires action. Visit sonsoflibertyradio.com to listen now.
BBSradio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. 281-845-4704. Again, that number is 281-845-4704. Just want to keep highlighting what's going on here, friends, because it's all smoke and mirrors. It's all a dog and a pony show. And it's interesting. And again, I'll let the videos do the work for me and let them tell you exactly what's going on here, friends. But this is stuff that what Thomas Massey's talking about is stuff that we've known for a long time in this country, especially concerning the current administration. And I want to get back to Thomas Massey, and I want you to listen to the rest of this concerning what's going on with this whole Epstein file. It's interesting as we start rolling forward how the women are basically implicating Jeffrey Epstein without acknowledging the obvious party. I mean, the elephant in the middle of the living room. It's like, okay, he's supposed to be dead, which I don't believe he's dead. They just removed him somewhere else, and they gave him a new identity. That's all they did, because he was an asset to the Mossad. To control the politicians here in the United States of America. It's exactly what happened. And anybody that knows anybody will tell you that he didn't commit suicide. And they're going to tell you there's no way that he committed suicide. Okay. And anyways, with all of that said, friends, again, we got to pay attention to what's going on here, because you're being played again by ill-designing men. Read Ephesians 4:14 when you get a moment. And if you're going to continuously allow these people to rule over you, well, then you can just go ahead and expect more of it, because it's coming. This is where we have a perfect opportunity to bring justice, starting from the top to the bottom. Because again, as I said yesterday, whatever starts at the top goes to the bottom. Let's listen to the rest of Thomas Massey.
Sponsors this discharge petition. I think it's shameful that this has been called a hoax. Hopefully today we can clear
Donald
that up.
Donald Trump is the one calling it a hoax.
This is real. There are real survivors. There are real victims to this criminal enterprise. And the perpetrators are being protected because they're rich and powerful and political donors to the establishment here in Washington, D.C. So today we're standing with these survivors, and we're giving them a voice, and I want to close by thanking them. They are brave. I hope they encourage other survivors to come forward and to tell their stories, not just of Jeffrey Epstein and Maxwell, but anywhere in the country. This is a message that we are sending. This is a litmus test. Can we drain the swamp? Are there people who are outside of the reach of the law? I don't think there should be. So hopefully today we'll get two more signatures on the discharge petition. That's all we need.
Okay, so there you have it. I know that some of you that should know better, you're still taken with Marjorie Taylor Greene, and she talks about a lot of this right now. They have her out on the front, as a matter of fact, distracting people back to, in part, what's going on here. But you got to keep in mind, Marjorie Taylor Greene is the one that was complaining about what was going on over in Disneyland and Disney World in Florida and in California. And interestingly enough, we found out she was buying stock into Disney during the same time. She was also the one that was complaining about the whole masking and the whole vaccination, so on and so forth. And she called it the Gestapo, namely Biden's administration, just another actor, friends, in this uniparty system. And what was interesting is we found out that Marjorie Taylor Greene, while she was allegedly attacking Joe Biden to the rest of the American people, she was in fact, like with, I believe it was 36 to 38 other said representatives that were supposed to be the good guys, they were actually buying stock in Big Pharma. They were buying stock in the vaccines. Marjorie Taylor Greene just happened to be one of those. So again, you better pay attention to who's giving you the information that they're giving to you, friends. One more point. You guys all heard of just a couple days ago. If you ever wanted to know, because again, I've been with GCN for years. I was over there for 15 years. And one of the first things that people would constantly ask me is, Alex Jones a shill? And over and over and over again, I tell them, you judge him by his fruit, you judge him by his fruit, period. Everybody's dead except Alex. Does that help you? When he's asked the question, are you a shill? He won't answer the question. We know that he's CIA connected. We played the video where he said he's CIA connected. He said he is the CIA. And now he's all interlocked with Donald Trump. Just a couple days ago, he actually fired Owen Schroer because he said he was too anti-Donald Trump. What's going on? I thought we were a country that was ruled by law, not by unconstitutional parties. But again, if you want an answer as to who Alex Jones is, you just got it again. And I brought that up for the very purpose that Marjorie Taylor Greene is all lock and step with all of these people. She's good friends with Alex Jones as well. So again, I'm not trying to put out his light. You ask. I just gave you the answers. Maybe those are the answers that you didn't want, but I gave them anyways. And the bottom line is, folks, you need to pay attention to who you're listening to. That's the bottom line. And I'm not trying to promote myself neither. I am just simply telling you, folks, these folks are all in it together. That's why they're worth hundreds of millions of dollars. Let's go to the next one. Here is Jared Moskowitz, I believe is how you pronounce it, if I break it up into syllables. He put out a master class on how to embarrass the Republican Party. Again, it doesn't exist. There's no such thing as a Democratic Party or a Republican Party. But I just want to show you what he says, because what he is saying is exactly right. But the thing that we should take a step back on, friends, is the fact that they're all doing it right now. And there's a reason that they're doing it. They're trying to get our eyes off of what, in fact, is happening. So let's listen to this one. And you tell me what your thoughts are on this one as well. 281-845-4704.
What's going on here?
I have.
You have? What do you think about it?
I'm not going to give comment on anything happening in America. I'm here as a witness.
Perfect.
I'm here as a witness.
Let me.
I'm here as a witness for what is happening in the United Kingdom and in the European.
Perfect. Let me just go through it. So it's been 9 months, right, since we've been meeting in these hearings. We've not had Pam Bondi here, even though we have jurisdiction over the Department of Justice, not Dan Bongino.
The gentleman yield?
Nat Cash Patel. I will 100%. We'll go back and forth. Let me just do my thing.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to correct. Cash Patel's coming in too. I'll give you an extra 10 seconds.
Here's Jim Jordan, by the way. He was busted in a scandal out of a local college that he came from. And he was named as a part of that scandal as well. Just so you know who these foxes in the chicken coop are, they're all controlled. They're all extorted, just so you understand, okay? This is Jim Jordan trying to defend Pam Bondi and that of Cash Patel. By the way, Patel, he actually just last week gave awards to those that actually murdered Randy Weaver's wife. LaVoy Finicum. He gave awards to the FBI members that were responsible for murdering LaVoy Finicum. Just again, showing you how it's controlled opposition every step of the way. Let's get back over to this.
It's Cash Patel, the director of FBI, is coming in 2 weeks, and the attorney general is coming in 4 weeks.
Fantastic. But still, we're not doing that this week, the week we're having votes on the Epstein thing. So, you know, Pam Bondi gives the influencers, these Republican influencers, a binder. It says part one of the Epstein files. No one of you saw it. It was quite spectacular. The attorney general then says the Epstein list is on her desk. Then DOJ issues a memo, says there is no list. Then, you know, do you have any questions about any of that? We've had no hearings on any of that at all. That, you know, the list is on my desk. Then there is no list. Then we gave binders to Republican influencers. This committee's had no questions on any of how that transpired at the Department of Justice. Then hold on.
Well, it sounds like you're going to in the next few weeks.
Oh, so Mr. Farage, Mr. Farage, we can talk soon, but not yet. Okay.
Right.
So, you know, then the president comes out and says the whole thing's a hoax. He blasts his own base.
Yep, he did.
He blames Barack Obama. I mean, he hasn't been president for a very long time.
Pro wrestling
Republicans
at its worst.
Then in committee vote against the release in the Rules Committee. Then Republicans refuse to go back in the Rules Committee because they're getting blasted for their vote, getting crushed by their own base. We leave, Congress leaves a day early. Then the administration sends the deputy attorney general to meet with Maxwell in jail. He happens to be Trump's former personal attorney. She says something favorable about the president. Miraculously, she gets transferred to a minimum security prison. The president starts talking about how he has the right to pardon her if he wanted to. The leaks to the Wall Street Journal then stop. We come back from break. We have the Massie petition.
Hey, let me just stop there. I'm laughing because it's like, okay, did he tell you enough yet? I mean, folks, it may as well just come directly from Trump's mouth. I want everybody to just pay attention to everybody else but me. I'm the elephant in the middle of the living room. I mean, here's the pieces to the puzzle, and this guy just put so much of it together for you, and people are still saying, yeah, what's the problem? What's the deal? Oh, I mean, it's really that ridiculous, isn't it? Yep, people have eyes, but they don't have eyes to see, do they? They have ears, but they don't have ears to hear. Let's go to the next one. I'm just playing these videos for you, friends, not because I'm trying to burn up time, because I want you to understand what is in fact happening. And yet again, proving the point that the law applies to me and you, us peasants, but somehow or another, there are certain people starting in the White House from the top all the way to the bottom that think that they are above the law and they're not supposed to be held accountable for their crimes, especially when it comes to of crimes committed against children. I mean, this is insane, right? Here, let's go to the next one. Listen to this, just to give you an earful of what is true. Sometimes, I told my wife this the other day. I said, you know what? People need to understand that a lot of times, if you want the truth, you better listen to your enemies because they'll blurt it out as well. And especially when it comes to the truth of the matter, I don't care who gives forth the truth, but if the truth comes out, we're going to highlight that truth because it's the truth that's going to make men free. But again, I think the point that I'm trying to make here is, hey, folks, the law applies to all of us. No one's above it.
So much to the story that nobody knows. There are decades worth of stories and information.
Decades.
And
listen carefully. She's right.
Capacity.
She's right.
To have allowed for the abuse of over 1,000 women over the course of decades. And then stories that demonstrate that Epstein and others were able to perpetuate the abuse beyond even after the public knew. We know there's a lot more to this. And I think that this is the most corrupt administration in American history, and this story shows it more than anything. So we will keep fighting in honor of the survivors who are brave enough to put themselves out there for truth and justice, and we will not back down until there is full accountability and
full accountability. You know what? There your enemy speaks again, but you know what? That accountability applies to her as well, doesn't she? Yeah, it does. It applies to her as well. We're going to come back and I'm going to play some of the survivors, okay? And then we're going to get to the nitty-gritty. We're going to let the rubber meet the road so you can see for yourself as to what's going on here. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Patriot Approved presents nationally syndicated Bradley Dean, the host of the Sons of Liberty broadcast, Sunday, September 14th at 3 p.m. New Hope Baptist Church, 2011 Lincoln Road, Allegan, Michigan. Bring your youth, bring your friends to listen to Bradley Dean, the Sons of Liberty. This is a presentation of Patriot Approved.
Struggling to awaken the woke? Can't seem to cut through their brainwashing? Do you have friends and loved ones who fall in prey to the liberal leftist talking points? Perhaps someone deeply indoctrinated by communist college professors? Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that'll give you the ammo you need to make your point, with truth they can't deny. But warning, it may make them cry. Sign up now at WisconsinChristianNews.com.
President Franklin Roosevelt said, "We cannot read the history of our rise and development as a nation without reckoning with the place the Bible has occupied in shaping the advances of our republic."
BBSRadio.com.
Okay, so let's get to a couple of the said victims, okay? And I just think some of this is highly questionable. This one, she said she's an Epstein survivor. And again, remember, we're told Epstein's dead. Hey, if he's dead, why are all these women coming out talking about what Epstein did to her? I mean, it's ridiculous. It sounds like you have some legitimate individuals in there that are actual victims, and then you have others that are planted there trying to get your eyes off of the elephant in the middle of the living room. Here, this is one such person. I'm just going to play a moment of this. But it's also interesting. She's given her testimony, but she has to read it. I understand that an attorney might tell her, you know, say this verbatim, word for word. But the bottom line is, friends, is this one's just highly suspicious to me. Tell me what your thoughts are concerning this one. Because, again, friends, this one doesn't feel right to me at all.
Ella Serdum, I was minor victim one in federal indictment of Jeffrey Epstein in New York in 2019. I was one of dozens of girls that I personally know who were forced into Jeffrey's mansion on 9 East 71 Street in New York City when we were just kids. Today is the first time that I ever speak publicly about what happened to me. I never thought that I would find myself here. The only reason that I am here is because it feels like the people who matter in this country finally care about what we have to say. As an immigrant from Brazil, I feel empowered knowing that the little girl struggling to get by at 14 okay. and 15 years old finally has a voice.
Why does she have to read that? Number one. Number two, why is she talking about what Epstein did to her? I thought this was about bringing justice to those that are still loose, those that think that they're above the law. Jeffrey Epstein, Jeffrey Epstein, Jeffrey Epstein. Wait a second. He's dead, we were told. Come on, people. Think. Who are those individuals that are claiming victimization concerning those that are a part of that ring? And what's also interesting, and folks, I have literally 15 or 20 videos where everybody is saying everybody else but the obvious. Well, here, I want to go over to this one for you, and I want you to hear this one. This is an actual victim, and I want you to listen carefully as to what she says. And notice that this had to happen in a foreign country. Somehow or another, our mainstream media and the useful idiots in the mainstream media, for some reason or another, they just don't want this truth out. Maybe they don't want to jeopardize their careers as they sacrifice the truth. What do you think? I mean, they should think about number two before they think of number one. I don't want to sacrifice my career. Well, if you don't have freedom, you're not going to have a career, are you? No, they're not thinking that far. That's why I'm here. Listen to this woman's disturbing statement. Listen carefully because we're going to go right in for the kill concerning the guilty party. Again, the elephant in the middle of the living room. Listen to this.
And abused by Jeffrey Epstein in the mid-1990s. During that time, she witnessed firsthand how close her boss was to Donald Trump.
Epstein said, when Trump and
and his wife divorced, Ivana. He said, I inherited Trump and Ghislaine inherited Ivana. And so you'll see Ivana at the house a lot and you'll see Trump at the offices, but the twain will never cross. They'll never meet.
It was in Epstein's Manhattan office that Maria claims she had a disturbing encounter with the now president.
First time I met him was the night before I started my job. And Epstein said, I need you to come up to the offices. And I was like, it's 9 o'clock at night, you know, and I guess I'll just run up there. And he said, okay. So I get there and I'm all sweaty in running shorts. Donald Trump walks in. And he was really strange. And he stood, you know, hovering and smirking, like all knowing, you know, like omniscient grin, like a Cheshire grin. So I went, it was just an instinct. I made the ugliest face I could think of. And Epstein thought it was adorable. He walked out and he goes, oh, no, Maria, no, she's not here for you. Just like that. He emphasized, she's not here for you. He goes, come with me. And he escorts Trump. So here's Epstein's party.
Listen carefully.
He escorts Trump into this other room. And Trump utters under his breath, he mutters, oh, I thought she was 16. And I thought that was just really weird. Like, it was beyond locker room talk.
Maria says she never saw Trump behave inappropriately, and the White House has contested her version of events, insisting the president never visited Epstein's offices. So when the White House says Donald Trump was never at Jeffrey Epstein's offices, is the president lying?
Oh, my heavens, yes. Yes, he's lying. Yes.
Okay,
folks. Maria was in her early 20s when she was hired and abused.
So we're getting more of he's lying. I don't understand what part of that the people don't understand when she's saying that, oh, heavens, yes, he's lying. There's nothing that comes out of the man's mouth that's true. I mean, why we're having to go, hey, folks, you know what? The way the media has attacked me without even ever asking me a question, just, you know, rubber stamping it. This is who Bradley Dean is. This is what Bradley Dean has done without any questions. Yet there's been a million questions and a million facts and a million victims that have come forward. I mean, figuratively speaking, how many more truths do we need to hear before someone's actually condemned for the crime? And where is it that the people in this country think that the said president is above the law? He's supposed to uphold the law, not to be the one to tear it down. This is what destroys countries. Right now, the Republic of Machiavelli was destroyed because of what the people are doing in this country right now. And you can rest assured we're shortly behind. Because if you fail to deal with the obvious right before your faces, then you deserve what you get. But again, folks, you know, someone just sent this out yesterday, and I want to read this to you really quick. I got about 4 minutes left. Hopefully, citizens of the world understand that the lowest level crimes committed by poor people, us peasants, receive the heaviest policing and punishment, while the wealthiest and most powerful, the elites, these people committing crimes against humanity, they're not policed. They're protected. I did a show about this just the other day, about all these unconstitutional agencies where they're sold to us that they're to protect us from the big guys. No, they're not. They're protecting the big guys from us is what they're doing. Okay, we're policed, but they're not. I want to go over to George Rep R. His name is Mike Collins. He's on a hot mic. And I want you to listen carefully. In other words, he wasn't in front of the camera. Someone recorded this without him knowing it concerning who's on the Epstein file and asked the question as to why it's not being released. He tells you what everybody else is already thinking. But guess what, friends? Nobody's saying it except the women that have been victimized by him. I want you to hear this one. Again, this is a hot mic. His name is Mike Collins. And listen carefully as to what he said.
I wanted
to ask you a question, which was, you know, party unity. That's what's being asked to him.
Party unity.
The Epstein trials, Epstein.
The Epstein trials, Epstein files.
Files. Do you think Trump's in there?
Do you think Trump's in there?
Yeah, I'm sure he's.
I'm sure he's in there. He said.
In there, because he's the one that was.
He's the one that was FBI said Mike telling the FBI about it. He's the one that kicked the guy out of Mar-a-Lago and then called the FBI.
Yeah, he's in there. So. I mean, what's going to happen? Are you going to vote to release him? I'm about to keep him.
Oh, we need to release him.
You want to vote to release him?
Yeah, I have no problem releasing him. But, you know, you've got to go through the judicial. We all know that. If the problem is, you know, it'd be our luck that somebody's going to bleach somebody that's supposed to be protected. And then what?
He just got done saying, we got to be careful. You know the process is what he's saying. It's got to go through the FBI, right? And before it's released, because it may be someone that's protected. Did you hear it? I did too. Yeah, I just wanted to make sure you seen that.
They've got to go
through
that. Victim's name and all that stuff.
They've got to go through the fix all. Yeah. And then, of course,
yeah, he said they got the FBI's got to go through all the victim lists and they got to fix that, he said. In other words, set the narrative and make sure that Trump's name doesn't come up. Well, guess what, friends? That's the bend in the story. Because all these politicians are coming out, and guess who they're talking about? They're still talking about Epstein. And again, the only ones that are calling Trump out for his crimes are the victims. All the politicians, even Thomas Massey, he's just talking about Epstein. And again, you got to put two and two together. If he's dead, why is it that they're trying to implicate a dead man? Do you understand? It's a distraction, folks. It's a distraction.
The judges are saying, I'm not going to release anything, grand jury, blah, blah, blah. This lady's over here filing an appeal or whatever. And it's.
Well, some will say to me, Bradley, what is the fetish? Well, the fetish is if the man can't be honest with God and he can't be faithful to God and he can't be faithful to his, three, four wives, you think he's going to be faithful to you, friends? If you think he's going to be faithful to you, you probably better wake up and smell the coffee. I mean, maybe that's why he's talking about making Israel great again, a Zionist state that's aimed at what? Yep. Folks, wake up for your own good, for your own sake, because this is going to go on until they're brought to justice. This is going to continue on. That's all I wanted to show you, friends. Another distraction. At its very, very worst, another pro wrestling match being played out and the people are entertained by it somehow or another. I just wanted to cut to the chase and lay the axe to the root of the tree. That's exactly what John the Baptist did, and it's exactly what we mean to do here. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. By the way, if you want to reference Luke 3:9.